Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Hamecham Shepinohu, if you have a hot urn, hot kettle, whatever it is, that you took off the fire. The Rav says there's still water in the urn. Lo yiten losocho tzonen b'shvil sheichamu. So one should not pour cold water into this pot of boiling water, into this urn of boiling water, in order that the cold water should get hot, because this pot is what we know as a kli rishon. It was a kli rishon. It's the first pot that had water that was on the fire, and now it's off the fire. The water is still hot in there, and it will cook the cold water that you pour into it. Avol nosin hu l'socho l'socha kos kedei lafshirin. But what you can do is nosin l'socho, which means you can pour a lot of cold water at one time, because when you're pouring a lot of cold water, none of the water that you're pouring in is going to get cooked, because by the time water is all connected and it's going to be cooled off enough that none of the water particles will get cooked. Or you can pour a lot of water into a kli sheni kedei lahavshirin in order to cool it down, that it should just be warm. Now the Rav points out this part of a kli sheni, this tana held the kli sheni is mevashal. That's why dafka with a kos it had to be kedei lahavshirin. But the Rav says that we hold that a kli sheni does not cook. Therefore, according to that, a kli sheni, even if you pour a little bit into a kli sheni, that's not a problem. That's not cooking. Mishnah continues. Ilfas v'kedei shavirin murtachin, the pan or a pot that were taken from off the fire while the contents inside were boiling. Lo yitein l'soichin tavlin. One should not put spices into this pot. We did have in previous Mishnayos, in Zroin, in Shumas and Meisters, that tavlin, when we talk about spices, many times the Rambam says very clearly, it's lav dafka, just spices, like dry pepper and things like that. Sometimes it's even referring to oils and wine and things like that. The Rambam says very clearly, here the Tiferes Yisrael says, even though that's the case, it could be over here that we dafka mean spices. Either way, one should not put spices into this pot or pan, because as we just said, a pot or a pan is a kli rishon, and the spices will be cooked in a kli rishon. Avol nosin hu l'socha ka'ara, but you're allowed to put them into a kli sheni, which is a bowl, or l'socha tamchoi, or a tamchoi, which is a large bowl, that they would pour out the whole pan, whatever you're cooking, into this, it's like a serving bowl. And from there, people would pour out into other smaller plates and bowls. So you see, the seif of the Mishnah itself holds that a kli sheni is not mevashal. The Rav brings this up. But a kli rishon, the Mishnah says clearly that you cannot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer l'kolu nosein. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in the kli rishon, you can put tavlin in, you can put any foods into a kli rishon. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir. The only things that you're not allowed to put into a kli rishon is if a kli rishon has vinegar or fish brine in it. Those things, if you would then pour tavlin into a pot that has vinegar or fish brine where it's boiling hot, that will cook the spices that you're putting in. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav also brings that salt, everybody agrees, even the Tana Kama, that if you take it off the fire, you're allowed to put salt into a kli rishon that's very hot. Because salt will only cook when it's on the fire. And he's referring to, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, coarse salt. Our salt, which is table salt, which is processed and cooked, that's not going to be a problem to put that in a kli rishon regardless, because ein bishel achar bishel, because you can't cook something that was already cooked.